institution like this for this interview.
Thank you, Father. Thank you very much, Father. For this and then also for your time. So since you have already sent me the basic information, I would like to continue with the further questions. I would, could you please let me know the students when you were from which tree they come? What is the proportion? Whether it is a language, a history, biological science, etc.
Now, throughout the year from 2005 onwards, 80% of our students are coming from art background. 80%.
80%, okay, sir.
80%. 80%. Art background, all BA, all BA. And then 20% from BSc.
Okay.
Now, the reason is that BA was not at all mandatory already. Only last 10 years in the Canada, Mekale, or other places, it made it mandatory. The BSc students never used to come because anybody who was BSc, they got a good job because there is a shortage of this science teachers and mathematics teachers all over Northeast India. Anyone just completes a BSc without a BS, they used to get a good job. So nobody was coming to the BSc. So the percentage was remaining. Only hardly 20% of science students or mathematics students used to come from BA from 2005 to around the 2010. In our college, I mean, that was the time. But then 2010 or something, then there is a rule, BA is mandatory for teaching in a secondary and high secondary school. At that time only, the science students and mathematics students started coming. Even then, the percentage never crossed more than 30 or 33. Again, the reason is that the government colleges, even private colleges, are unwilling to release those students or teachers only teaching mathematics and science. If they come away from there, then they have no science teachers and mathematics teachers. So it was very, very difficult for them to come away from those schools. So that is one reason. The number remains. And even low, I mean, maximum end up to 30% only, mathematics and science students being BA. So the later period from 2010 onwards, it came up to 30%. Our students remain always 70%, beginning 80%, now it is 70%.
Okay. Further, when I have interviewed from the other parts of the country, I have seen a trend wherein the students from other streams, such as commerce, engineering, MBA, are there. Do you see such trends in Meghalaya?
Hardly anybody. I have, in fact, in the last 15 years of experience, one student from a BCom background, and one, you know, from a BSW. Yes, one. One of us are very clear, only the BA and the there is no BBA. It means that nobody does BBA and then comes for BBA. Obviously, the BCom had only one student, and that student also got a grandson to get studying with BBA.
Okay.
So, this is also another stream, like what you're talking about, that BBA or I don't know, commerce background, nothing. Only pure arts and science students come here, BBA and BBA students.
Okay, Father. And also, and your own assessment about the academic strength of these students, apart from whether they get the first class, etc., what is your perception about your own assessment of their academic strength, Father?
The students who are coming in at the time of when they apply for a BA training here, they are students, you look at the ratio, the students will be around, those who have come with the first class is around only 30%. 70% are just second division or third division, simple class. That means they are eligible for a BA. And then, so 70% belong to that. If you complete less than 60% and not first division, second division and the third division. And only maximum 30% of students will be having first division. I think BA or MA, because the BA course come up being after the MA or after the MSc. So both club together, if you come to do BA, the percentage, I mean first division will be around the 30%, another has to come under more or less second division or some few single points. So the ratio is 70% below first division and 30% first division. But recently the game, all together are 4 BEd colleges in the Meghalaya, all through the core. Some of the states are having 300 BEd colleges or even 400 BEd colleges in the Haryana and Kerala, after that, 50, Assam, after that, 47. But when it comes to Meghalaya, we are having only just 4 BEd colleges. And 1, 2 are in the Shillong city. So most of the students who are with the graduation marks, they go to the merit basis and they get admission there. And there is also a government college which we have near to TRSL. So they also get go admission, they get permission, they go on merit basis. So they get into that one. So finally, students who do not have a, graduation and then they come here. But I am not worried about this percentage at all. Providing their eligibility, I think, because my criteria is my own criteria. And there are some students coming from other universities with a high percentage, 75, even 80%. And they are actually weaker than the students from Nehru. Now, whatever it is, Nehru, the mark rating is quite too low. Now, some universities are very liberal. I don't want to mention, maybe, I don't know, Hyderabad or West Virginia or West Bengal or some of the universities, they are getting BA 80% and so on. But then, even here in Nehru, for BA and BSc and MSc and so on, hardly anybody gets first division because, but their standard is very good because they study in English medium from KG onwards.
Okay.
So there is a fluency in language, it's not a problem, they speak very good English. Only in their marks, university marks for, plus two or BA or MA, they don't get a first division, not really getting first division. Worried about that, they say under the institution, they may be just ordinary students with the second division, and very few are with the third division. But we give such a training, I have sent you the result of last 15 minutes. You can look at it, you can look at it, around 85 to 90% go out from the first division in the BS. From 2005 to 2020, I have given the result, and practically last 3 years, all the time grants also coming to the college, which I used to be feeling very sad. And the colleges also should get some grants. Some grants are shared by different colleges. I should tell students, all should get first division. Everybody here should pass the first division. Forget about the rank. Rank should be shared by all four colleges. Just to give a color to our institution, just to four ranks, then all should come out with the position, and that was my target also. And you are seeing every year minimum 85 to 90% of students get the position in BA, and there is always 8, 9, or 10 ranks. So that is because of the quality of, we have got very qualified teachers and our commitment, and 95% of what's called attendance mandatory. Minimum 95. And nobody is absent from the college, whatever it is, either and it is strict, but not because of sickness. They love it, and they said if they come, don't come, one day they'll be so long. Not simply teaching, and we have so many things, activities, extracurricular activities, daily college assembly, then holistic formation, it is that many things are, and we have got luckily, then the teachers are very talented also. So, no colleges conduct daily assembly. And 365 days. And the students are conducting. So we have really build up confidence. They come and perform, and when they go to school, they can speak English very well because they are already coming from English medium. And after training, they are doing well. So my assessment is when they come in, only 30% are with competition, but when they go out, 90% graduation plus average 7-8 ranks every year. That is how we,
Super for that, wow.
And then I give preference to rural students, students coming from the village background, because the rich students and those who are scoring very high and the good merit, they can get B.Ed. admission anywhere. No, they can go. So my first priority, I never go by rank and the marks. I said I will take students from the rural background, and then I will interview them, tell them also, I will give job, I mean, admission, provided you go back to your village. Don't go to a city school there after getting a job. Go back to your roots, and you will be a teacher in your own village or nearest village, and that rural area will develop. So this is the motivation of which I, that is my concept. Then you say, taking students who are already having high percentage, and then the good research. My research is lasting for me. That is why I look at it. And also students from rural, background, I give them importance. So that they get back to their rural background and then become teachers there, so that the entire village or rural area can come out. I mean, that is the way I become. I see. So that what I'm answering is that when they come, they are with 30% of population and they go out with the 90%.
Wow, it's so nice to hear this, father. Because after all, this is a great service and they have to take it from you. Wow. Super, father. I will want to skip the third question because I know that my question was you to compare your student academic profile with other colleges.
I haven't mentioned this one. Since there are all four B.Ed. colleges now, they are also doing well. I don't they are also doing well because, first of all, madam, every year, now for the 50 seats, around 800 students are coming for admission. This is the reason it's only 4 B.Ed. colleges in all Meghalaya. Two are in Shillong city. Shillong is 320 kilometers from here. And two are in my place, Tura. Every year I am getting minimum 850 students. I think we stopped giving form after 800 or 850 or 900, because no point in everyone who is coming is eligible. And most of the students are either with MA or MSc. Most of the students are already teaching in some schools, village schools or private schools for 2 years, 3 years. So those students who within the our B.Ed. college or the other two B.Ed. three B.Ed. colleges, they are also performing well because they also select good students and they are all smart. The other colleges also getting good results. So I don't say they are bad. They are also good. Only just when it comes to exams and the population comes to us. But the performance of other three colleges also very, very good. I'm happy. In fact, some runs are always shared by other colleges also. So they are also doing really well, okay? Because of this reason, only four colleges are there. The admission procedure selection time, they may be choosing good students. When there are 800 students for interview, whatever our college, all these colleges. And when they are taking a little bit, only I take poor students, weak students, rural students, and make them do well. I mean, that is my way of looking at it. Maybe choosing good students, but they get good results. But all the colleges are doing really, really well. That is the number I think,
Father, if we look at the trend in the last 2-3 years and also present year, what is the proportion of men to women students? Who opts this more or how is the trend?
Men in our college, I'm looking at from the beginning till the end, only 80% of them are ladies. Only 20% are men. The reason is that we are in Meghalaya, it's a matrimonial system. Girls are given prominence for studies and girls get better job in all the schools and colleges and the government offices and all the business, they all run by dynamic because of this matrimonial system. And in fact, which is girls marry the boys. Boys go and stay in the house of a girl. The property goes to the girl. So it's quite opposite from the normal practice in all our country, in all different states. Education importance is given to girls. So most of the in our own institution, or even studying in the college, students also the professions like that. So in our college, the very beginning onwards, it is 80% girls and 20% boys only. Now I make an extra effort. Now because B.Ed. is compulsory, so I make sure that more girls also come. At least now it has become 33% because of 800 students are are applying, so I do little extra, make it little, better percentage for the boys so that it upgrades them also to support them. They are also doing well. So now the percentage is coming to 33% there. But average is 30% there, boys. And 70% are girls. Plus, you know, naturally, most of these ladies are going for teaching profession. That's all over in the country, that's a trend. Let's go for something
else.
So, here it is, earlier it was 80-20, now it is 70-30.
Okay. Father, understand little more, what do the boys do if they do not come for the teaching profession? Generally, what is the truth? What professions the boys choose in Meghalaya?
They go into business, there are coal mines, so they take up some kind of coal fuel and they supervise that when they get some money. And many of them, I mean, don't, now recently, last 10 years only, they are coming to colleges. Otherwise, they stop their studies with class 10 and class 12.
Okay.
So now, of course, we see students coming up, boys coming up to college level and going into university. But they go for other type of business. There is coal business, which is bringing in a lot of money in Meghalaya. I mean, casting is going to be as well as also barrages. They go into those type of things. And then many other kind of private business. So studies, they somehow they don't see any future in going getting into women, teaching profession. That is the last option for especially for boys. That is the thing. They do business contracts, those are the things, construction. That is the type. Even business also more are women because of material system. When you go to the town, all the shops and restaurants and everything is run by women. Men are slow. No, compared to men. Because of this, maybe I'm changing. Because my junior sister, no.
Father, you said so many applications you get, 800 and all. How are they admitted? Do you have conduct any entrance exam or something?
The moment they call me, is application form available or not? From that time on, I am actually getting to know their background. They don't know. Actually, I am conducting an interview there and then. So when you call me, when you start our admission starting for an academic year, when they contact me, at that time I ask a number of questions. What is your qualification? Where you studied? Are you from your background? Where studied in cities? What is your motivation? What are you going to do? So I get their motivation, whether you get a passion for teaching or it is just to get a job, whatever it is. So I will take a record of that one in my, I will take note of it and copy it, I will take note of it. So they are not actually aware of that I am conducting a interview there and then at the moment they ask for it, it's just called even a form, or out of a form. Definitely, we are conducting this interview for 800 people, not for selection, but elimination. All are eligible. All 850 students are eligible. Eligible and just keep doing this. And then what I do is now, since many are with MSc, we have some preferences given to those who have completed post-graduation, either MSc or MA. There are some preferences given to them. Then there are many students who are already teaching for quite many years, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, 7 years. So give them also preference because already they are teachers, already they have BS. Therefore, I give also preference to those who are already teaching in the schools. And then definitely we cannot leave out those who are with MBA, BSc, they are also applying. From there also, I will find out their motivation, whether they are really passion for or whether they could not get any other stream. They are coming as a last resort to do BS. So that is we can find out from the way we talk, what is their intention, whether they will be teaching only in the city school, whether they will go back to the village and do. So we conduct actually common and entrance is there. When there is a personal interview, we will sit it out to 800 students to conduct interviews, a long process, but then we sit it out in the month of April, May. So we do it properly so that we will be able to get. But again, I will give only again preference to certificate and then get it there anywhere.
Correct.
And the high percentage, they can get into any college.
Yes.
So, I give again preference to students who are really motivated, they show interest in teaching, passion for teaching, and also from rural sector, and they should give them assurance that they will get back to their rural sector only, they will teach in the rural school or nearby that one. So that is the way I look at and I give the admission. Okay, there is entrance test also, there is entrance test, written test is there, that is one thing, but mainly from interview, personal interview also is there. From there we can easily identify whether they are really interested in that. Because they are really interested, they want to become teachers, or they want, since they have no other option, they come. So that we can identify, and plus, when there are 800 people, you know, who is really interested in this one. So from that point of view, selection is not a problem.
Father, I'm so touched because apart from the interview and whatever we are doing, this very point what you know and pointed out, that percentage, okay, one side, but they're willing, they're deserving low percentage, but with passion. And you want to bring them to a different level altogether. They're very lucky.
Bring them ordinary students and do them, make them be excel and go back to their winning chatter.
Yeah. Father, now one more question comes to me. This one, in fact, my question was, how many students take up maths and science teaching and what is their preference? But you have already told me more of art students come. However, how do you prepare these art students to teach maths and science then? How do you manage doing that?
No, art students, they don't go for teaching at all for mathematics, isn't it?
Yes.
It is mathematics students actually, as I said, now the percentage is earlier it was 80-20, 20% are science students and mathematics students.
Yes.
And now it is 70% of math students and then 30% are mathematics or science students.
Yes.
Now how we do means in the sense,
sure.
They are already teaching anyways.
Yes.
Without all this, because in Northeast you get different setup altogether.
Uh-huh.
Everybody gets a BSc or MSc, they get a job straight away in the schools. Only they don't have a BSc, that's all. But now BSc is mandatory.
Yes.
So, but some schools will not release them. No. If they come away to do BSc, then. So very they threaten them or I don't know, you lose job or but then always they can get a job with MSc or DSCBA.
Mm-hmm.
So we are getting only this percentage of students only. So I don't know, am I clear to your question?
What I understood is 30% of the students come anyway with the math and science background to come to the BS. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
At the moment, because now that mandatory. They're not coming because they're all absorbed. Anybody with BSc and MSc, there's a great demand. There are so many schools in office. So anybody with the BSc and MSc, or some people teaching mathematics and science, there's a great demand. So they don't even bother about the BS. They're only teaching in the school. Now BS has become mandatory because the school has to release them in order to do BS. So they are slowly, okay, we tell them if we go left here or here after, slowly, they cannot send everybody to the so maybe one or two like that they are sending and they are all getting BA. So that is how this BSc or MSc students are now the number has from 20% now it has come to 30-33% it has come.
Makes sense actually. You told me about these students are from the rural background. What is the socio economic profile like?
Just average, except in Shillong town, the rest are simply rural background, and Shillong is such a small town, very small, it's like a hill station, Shillong, I don't know whether you have been to Northeast,
I have been to Father, what is the socio-economic profile of the student?
So they are from just ordinary background only. So there is no just ordinary background. Financial also, not well off. So that is the situation. Most of them are rural. Actually, 95% are rural. So very few are from Shillong only. These are all outskirts of Shillong. And we have only the district headquarters, only little development there. So still remaining, Meghalaya is not done in. So it's not thickly populated, it is thinly populated, and then there is no, what called, they are not, they are coming from an ordinary background, situation,
Father, when they go back to that school, what is the kind of the school strength there? I have, how many students in the schools where they work?
They are coming from schools where, because somehow education has given a lot of importance in Northeast India, and especially in this in Meghalaya, the material system, girls are, I mean, they want to be excellent. So all the schools, and even if it's a remote area, all the schools are with big numbers. No. So, schools are good, that will be too many students in a class, and from during the section A, so we go to class 8, section A, section B, section C, section D. And in the section also, there are even where I was at Katmash, there are 93 students sitting in one class. We are supposed to be 40-45 only, but then rural background, we have to accommodate everybody. So all the students are in a big number, and the percentage of, and so that is how it is. So there is no dearth of students, when the students go, so that is how. And therefore, there are a lot of schools in the rural setup also. So teachers are required, needed in the rural setup, in the village setup. So let's say I asked them during the interview, after getting your B.Ed. or M.A. do you take it down in a Shillong town or go out of Meghalaya? One good thing, these people of Meghalaya, they are tribal society, they are very much attached to that society. They don't leave the state. Not like we people from South India, we go to the moon also. We don't want to stay in our own state, we go to outside. But the tribal mentality is that they don't want to leave their background. So they will be working in Meghalaya. They don't go for job elsewhere. They all get back to their rural states only. 95% we do want to keep in some big cities like Silguri or Kataka or Guwahati. No, we will be in maximum Shillong. Shillong is such a small town. Shillong has enough teachers, so they will go back to their own village setup. And that is the reason I am taking admission only to students from a rural background, and they get back to the rural schools and they get a good job, because there are many schools. And here, somehow they are conscious about the good education. There are many schools run by government, as well as institutions, Christians and religion, all the denominations running schools. So there's a lot of demand for teachers, and therefore, there will be B.Ed. definitely. They go out to their own places only.
Father, I mentioned this, earlier the B.Ed. used to be just a 1 year program, and then now it is 2 year program. Because of the 2 year program, do you see that the profile of student has changed in any way because of the 2 year program?
To be honest, this 2 year course is made, actually the syllabus remains same. There is no practical, no dramatic, no complete change in the curriculum aspect. Only earlier the internship that they go for teaching by the school was 1 month, now they are made into 3 months or 4 months. That is the main thing I think. But syllabus as a curriculum, every part all remains same. Lot of time is allotted for practical things, but really teaching 2 year course, they are actually 1 year course is well packed. And it was really good. I'm not against the 2 year course, but the syllabus or curriculum is not really properly worked out. If you are sending, and I know the concept is very good, that you will get more time in the school for internship for a longer period. Instead of 1 month, we get a minimum 2 months. So that concept is good, and especially it is a teacher training program. They need more experience in different schools. Therefore, the concept is good. But now here, most of the students who have come to all the 4 B.Ed. colleges, first of all, only 4 B.Ed. colleges, entire Meghalaya. Most of them have been already in school, already teaching without B.Ed. Now, already teaching without BA. So those who come here, we also give preference to, those candidates who have been teaching for 8 years, 10 years, 9 years, but they don't have BA. So we also give consider their cases because they have been teaching many years and they need also a degree plus to understand properly what is the training of BA is all about. So this is preference. So what we call 2 year course in the front, then many schools. Many schools are unwilling to give 3 months or such a longer period for internship. Because the board is at Nagara Board of Secondary Education. They are conducting their regular half-yearly exam or annual exam, final exam. The teachers and the institutions are not actually that willing to make many the trainees into there because it will affect their syllabus or curriculum. They will not be able to complete their syllabus and so. So some schools, most of the schools may be unwilling to take accommodate but for me, I work out in a different way. I have got more than 25-30 schools, I think. So, so in one school, there will not be more than 3 or 4 students going. So that way, they will not be unhappy to take our students. Plus, they will be with such a training so that they are happy to have them also. And that way, it's okay. But otherwise, it is a big moderation. It is a reason that so many students going there and disturbing their normal syllabus. They will not be able to complete their syllabus. So some schools will not be able to accommodate them. But in our case, first of all, we have our own ambulance Don Bosco Society. So we have got many Don Bosco schools in and around here in Tura. There are some, run schools and by religious sisters, a number of them. So we distribute these students 4 or 5 and maximum in a school. So therefore, they are able to accommodate them. They are very happy to do that one. There is one more thing. We plan such a way, when the matric examination is over, most of the teachers from all these different schools, they go for an evaluation to the board. They have to go to the board and correct the do the evaluation in the board itself. They don't get the answers come in their school or at home, they cannot do that one. So they have to be in the board and they go morning, morning, I don't know, 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock and they come back for 24 o'clock. So then we send the students, we adjust at the way. When those teachers or the regular teachers are absent their own school for the correction of matric papers, at that time, there's a shortage of students in their own respective schools. Therefore, the teachers, as a master's administrators, they're all very eager to have our students there so that they'll get the maximum number of classes. And so we are in such a way. And also, we don't limit our students to just 5 schools or 10 schools. We go minimum to 5. And the other thing, even beyond Meghalaya, we have also Don Bosco schools in Assam. In the neighboring state. So we send them also to Assam so that the students will get maximum number of classes for their internship. Otherwise, they may get one day of teaching, one period in a day, those type of things. But even then, I am insisting with our own children plus the principals of those schools, whether they do not even too many classes, internship is not just for teaching. They should be in the school from morning 9 o'clock till 3:30, that means morning assembly to the school, so they should know how a school runs, what are the other programs, so they are all involved in co-curricular, extracurricular activities, invigilation, checking questions, and doing all kinds of exhibitions, first day, this day, whatever it is. So our students are sent not only for just for teaching that particular method paper they are teaching, but they are also fully involved in the school from morning till 12 p.m. And we prepare them, we tell them, we don't come away. And there are some colleges, maybe I think government colleges, okay, we can blame them. They, after teaching their 2 or 2 classes, they come away. And another problem with the government college, this all the deputy teachers. If the BA is compulsory, all the deputy teachers are in the government colleges. Okay. But the BA is only teaching for 20-24 years. Why are they doing BA? Because BA is a mandatory and they are almost time for retirement. They may get some benefit from because no, after their pension also be. So that is where we have got a government college which is nearby. Majority are this type of students. They are teaching without BA for a 20, 25 years.
Or
even 15 years.
So
they hold on the paper, this government college. Therefore, they are not the one really interested in other things. They want to teach it 2 minutes or 3 minutes and they come away. But for us, we got a straw mile and make sure that they are there from morning assembly and every day we conduct the morning assembly for the school children, and they are involved in all activities from A to Z till the school is over. So we teach on that one. So even if they don't have several teaching hours in the school, they are fully involved in all curricular co-curricular activities in the school, and then we don't send the 10-20 into one school, we send the 4-5 because we also need some kind of virtualization element. Go to the other, we'll be lost in the crowd.
So
we make sure that we take around 24 schools, that means every group there will be 5. So why is and especially when the pupils of those schools go for correcting, and even correcting purpose in the, it is there to go to board and correct. So our students are feeling that the so principals and administrators of all the schools are very happy because the normal schools can also run. It's a mutual understanding is there. So our students will get the maximum number of classes. So that is all we do.
Wonderful. Father, have you, you said you have already interviewed them, but if they had not joined teaching, what would be their other alternative, Father?
Since most of these candidates are 80% or 80% that they there is. They don't like to go for any other thing. They like only teaching them. So they carry on, many of them, because they are teaching in a different village school or university school. They don't have BA, they are only teaching. And then after many years of teaching, only they are applying to do this BA. And then some of them are because they are appearing third time, fourth time, fifth time. So I also look at it because we have the record, we are doing, we are conducting interview. So sometimes it will show that first time we are rejecting, not rejecting in the sense we are eligible, but we are strict with MCT. I'm very, very sorry. With such a strict way for we can take only 50 in 1 minute. We can take only 100 in 2 minutes. Such a strict rule, I mean, way for future rule, I mean, somehow it is not going to help. But there are many students wanting to do this. I look at those who apply that, since I am here for a longer period of 15 years, so I know some are applying for first time, second time, third time, fourth time, fifth time. So even first time they are eligible, but then if they are appearing on the distance, it's only 50 what to do. So we give preference to those who already appeared 2-3 times, plus those who have been already teaching in the school. So if they don't get admission, they go back to that school and the parent teaching without this beer. So that is the situation here and there. In the office, especially in Meghalaya, there are only 4 BA colleges, therefore, there are many cannot be trained with 4 colleges, how many we can train? Should be only 200, and then to one Northeastern Regional Institute of Education, that is Mary. That is meant for 7 states of Northeast India and Chichi. So,
okay.
Is getting, I mean, 3 students from Meghalaya, both are going to high percentage, but 3 only from one state is getting into that Northeastern Regional Institute of Education, Mary. But otherwise, normal BA colleges, we are going to only 2 in Shillong and then 2 here.
2 here, okay.
So students, as you said, those who don't get, they go back to the school career teaching, and when they look for an opportunity to teach, they get BA degree, otherwise the career teaching and then BA. So that is why they are doing. So they don't go for any other job. Especially, I in Meghalaya, they really have passion for teaching. Not only passion for teaching, they are in the island that you know, the tribal farm, you know that they are me. They are really good at many things. Not only just teaching.
Okay.
They go back to teach and they look for opportunity. And of course, they don't like to go out of the state because they don't go to elsewhere. No, I mean, going to Bangalore or Calcutta.
Correct.
They prefer to get admission depending on trying to get it.
Father, in this entire B.Ed. program, what is the students like most about the program? What do they like
most of the program? Because we are not just, I mean, at least I'm talking on our college.
Yes,
we are
sir.
Not just focusing only on completion of the theory part. We have a lot of our real activities, I mean, all around, I mean, holistic training. From you can say, what you said. That's why we are having 365 daily assembly. We spend around half an hour in morning assembly. The students conduct the assembly. Very first one is myself and the teachers just demonstrate our teacher what is in here. But throughout the year, teachers achieve this training are conducting the interview, daily assembly, and lot of other activities, not only this, I mean, teaching or teaching thing. So we include all that one. So it is an all-round holistic formation for the year. Also, when they are in the school also, we visit how they are performing. We also get feedback from the principals of both schools, and we recommend them, we follow up, and we know everyone. I mean, such also, actually, I'm privileged to have a good team of people who are also very dedicated. We don't just focus on me, only just result people asking for me. Because we automatically result also is there, good result. But otherwise, we will make sure we will train them in every possible day. That the students themselves conduct the assembly. Only first one we call it, we conduct assembly. Because if they are going to become teachers, they have to conduct assembly, they have to do other training. And all these things are students are whatever normal activities are going on in any school, whether be it a science exhibition, be it a competition, be it conducting exam, be it collecting papers, all those things are, I mean, taken care. So there is a variety of program. And then it was 1 year program before they realized that it is over.
Okay.
They started only 2 years only, it is dragging because curriculum aspect is not actually really meant for 2 years. Internship period is increased from 1 month to 3 months later. That is unless we are very careful, institution head is very careful and make sure that they are distributed to different schools, not too many people flocking to the same school, and then they don't like because then we send the students, the other teachers are going for correcting their metric papers in the board. So they are happy to have as many as that. But when they come back, they want to complete their syllabus, including interfere with the syllabus. But as far as possible, I go with the students, our teachers go with them. We sit with the teachers who are teaching the particular subject, and our trainees will pick up where they are stopped. Not simply going and teaching what they want.
No.
College, what they do, they simply go and teach no connection with what the classes students need.
True.
Okay. So all our students, all our trainees, all our BS students, both with myself and with the teachers, we sit with the headmistress and we call the teachers concerned teaching in the school and we call them and tell them they are teaching continuing where they are and they are stopped. So there's a continuity. So those teachers also when they come back, they need not what they teach them again. No re-teaching. Only when the little bit of addition to find out how much and we also insist with our students. Do 100% because telling them these teachers will not teach what we are teaching and we are supposed to teach cover the syllabus. That's why we work out the groundwork homework is done. But all the schools are very happy, the administrators or headmaster or school authorities are happy because some other government colleges or something, they simply want to teach what they want and they simply like a substitution. But that is not, they will not help. If someone teaches is sick or absent, they will send them to that particular class or substitution and they simply sit down there. That will not help. So in our case, we will sit with a particular teacher who is teaching a particular subject and our trainee will sit with them and our trainee will get the whole information from that particular teacher. Okay, from chapter 3 to chapter 5, we will be teaching during this internship. Or the particular student is very good at teaching poetry, okay, I will teach him with 3 poems. Or if it is good at teaching prose, I will teach 3 chapters of prose. So there is a total understanding between the teachers who are teaching in the particular school and there are trainees who. So there is no real what you call hullabaloo there or distraction. They will be able to cover the syllabus and our children to be trained actively. Tell them you are not a training or a real teacher. So teach them well and do well. So that type of training, that type of follow up, and also all the headmasters and headmistresses actually last 15 years they are happy with us. They say though they are trainees only, some of them are very happy. They say even they did better than this is what is for years and they don't update themselves. Nowadays the modern students, they are those notes and so on. But when the present generation is much better, so they are so they are also very happy to have young students who are good at the natives, not only for teaching, but they also take care of their people, co-curricular activities and they are like any other teacher, not only that particular subject, they have two methods, that means, that is methods for we are coming here, so they are not just teaching two methods, but they are like any other teacher from morning assembly onwards, they are there, if there is a school exhibition, they are there, if there is school examination, they will be information. If there is many other things, they are there morning till evening and involved in all other activities. So that way, it is an all-round training and training given to them. So they get the best of everything they get. And the state authority still today, nobody has complained. No, that they're happy to have our training.
Father, great. Actually, in fact, I typed it up in red color. Because I have never come across, frankly speaking, this kind of an arrangement to send the student teachers, because most of the time the complaint from the schools is that their time is wasted, and then this another principle of you sending only 3 to 5 students to a school so that they are not overcrowding there and not troubling them. This is wonderful model for that. I don't know whether it's common across Meghalaya or is it your
Meghalaya? I think it is common. More like other colleges also follow, and it's the same trend. There are only two more colleges. One is in Chennai College, which are run by Bangladesh. They have also their own campus. There is a big school with around 2,000 plus students. Shivaji is a hub of educational standards. They are sending the trainees to schools there, it's not a problem. The city itself, they can accommodate there are 20-25-30 in Shillong town. There are two big colleges in Shillong. One is a community college, one is a PGT college, post graduation training college. So they are able to also get the maximum and good training. And also, all are happy with the all the colleges are established long term back. No, this PGT college, I don't know, 30-40 years, maybe also 40 years of year.
Okay.
I did my beard in 1987.
Okay.
This was long time back in the St. Mary's Beard College. This college is also, they have got a good program, their own school, and good training. In fact, many of the things I am implementing what I learned from St. Mary's when I was a student. Luckily, we had a principal who with them. She's from Ireland.
Okay.
And they used to say, we used to call her mother Anne. And at the age of 87 also, she is there regularly for everyday class, everyday assembly, and even for basketball court, she is playing with us at the age of 87. I mean, so that type of training we received, and she was very strict and very friendly. And what is called, she's an Irish sister. So strict but so friendly. I mean, that type of training we got, so we follow up. So many other things, values which I am the one. So we do that one also in our college.
Father, it's no exaggeration. Sitting here and interviewing you, I'm feeling I have missed so much in my life. I should have done a BA in a college like yours. It's so mouth-watering and it's so satisfying. A kind of training like this so that we get really, really good teachers. However, despite all these things, are there any issues which are raised by the students about the program?
When it was 1 year program, it was really, really fast. Students are having, effective time. Lot of activities and the program. When it was 1 year program.
Okay.
So regarding our college, let me see, every serious problem they raised to them, just they want something. Can you question number?
Father. 4th May, second question. Fourth May, second question.
Are there any issues that students report, report about the program?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do they have any problem, something like that?
Internship period, actually, they don't get too many classes. Okay, but we don't expect also too many classes, they don't get maybe two classes in a day, that is good enough. But what we see, our students, we are there from morning, morning assembly. When our students are there, every day our students conduct the morning assembly, because it's a training for them. So from morning to the end of the college, the school hour, they are there. So they are fully involved in the school activities, 1 to 8 years. Not only just teaching those two particular, other two periods they are getting. So internship, less classes allotted, but they are also fully involved in the activities of school. And I don't send too many or 10 students or 15 students in the same school, maximum 4 to 5, and even to the next state of Assam, because we have the number of schools in Assam. They get the maximum number of classes. If you can be 20 students in one particular school, how the school can allot? And when it comes to art subject, as I said, 80% of students are art. And 25% of students are because mathematics. Mathematics students and the science children, no problem, because they are longing to have them, because every day mathematics class, every day science class, something 2 periods of science or 2 periods of mathematics. So that there is no difficulty, because the classes they are overburdened, because they get too many classes. They get 10 IIT, 9 IIT, 8 IIT, and these 20. They get too many classes. But when it comes to our students, we have 80% of our students going to school, and they will not be daily, 7 classes, no. But when it comes to history or physics or these type of things, they are only maximum 3 periods in physics or something. That's why we plan out such a way, we can only 1 or 2 or 3 art students, and the rest of my, time students. So the schools are also very happy to take them and then accommodate them. So, and as I said, it's only just teaching those subjects. They are involved in the school activities, normal activities of all extracurricular activities, co-curricular activities, taking questions, collecting papers, invigilation duties, post-group, all that when they are involved. So, it's a real internship from that point of view, and students are really happy. They are not wasting time. And that is classes, and they may not be getting too many classes. And that they make it, need maximum training here while they are in the college, need maximum training. During the micro teaching, so they get many opportunities. And like I said, most of the students are only teaching in the than their MA or MSc. And they have been teaching in the school 7 years, 10 years, 11 years, 20 years. But
Father, I'd like to interrupt and ask 2 questions, which is not there in my question, Shiro. One is, these students, that is when you send them to internship, those students who are already working in school, do you send them to the same school for internship, or do they go to other schools? That is one question. Second question is, throughout the country when I interviewed in other states, I heard that the students are not happy with the internship because they are not paid any remuneration and they have to spend so much of time learning. What is the kind of attitude from Meghalaya? How do they see, look at internship when they are not paid a single penny for their services?
First part of the question, what you asked me about the whether they are going back to their own places.
What is for internship?
Internship, we usually don't send them because the distance, most of them are generally starting with 300, 400 kilometers far away.
Okay.
So, because once done the school, particularly every day we are rotating, we are going and supervising them. How they are doing their internship. So, if we send them to far away places, it is almost impossible to follow them up. Except some places, as I said, too many students cannot go to same school, so we send them to some faraway place in Massachusetts, Assam, but it is our own Donbass school, so we instruct our own parents there, all of those students. So they get the maximum benefit from their internship. And others are all kept here, actually in Pune. We have got around 20, 25 schools, and all schools are very supportive and cooperative. There are schools run by religious nuns and even others. other denominations and things, so our college students, they're happy to have them.
Okay.
So they are in and around the area. We are teaching around 25 schools from this area, so that we are able to send them to in this area, not to the school from where they are coming. Because of the problem is that they are very, very far. We cannot monitor them. We cannot go on there to evaluate the other. If we go, we go in rotation. We have got all our teachers in development there, two weeks. So every day in rotation, we go from school to school and we sit down and observe how they are doing. We have an understanding with them, teachers and administrators, the principal of that particular school where they are being mentioned. We follow them up and they are also very strict, no, especially some nuns and they are very strict and they follow. They also go sit down and they are free and then they give and they call them and they give feedback and they also give their feedback to us in writing or over the phone. And they are happy with us. And next year, Kul Chandas, which was in 4, Kul Chandas 8. That type of demand also is coming in. Our students have been doing so well, not only teaching, but they are so involved in actively involved in this one. So they are very happy with that one. Then coming to remuneration, actually I am hearing first time, ma'am, this concept from remuneration. They are training.
It is so rampant, it is so rampant, Father. That is the reason they have given me, and I was sometimes, yes, I did feel that it must be required because students are from very low socioeconomic background.
What I am doing, I know is going for us from school to school or 2-3 months of internship, it is going to be expensive. That I know. So what I am doing, before they go for internship, I collect their address from the locality where they come, from the region they come. So I allot the internship, the teaching internship only in the nearest school where their home is situated. So that is one way of solving problem. So they don't need to spend money on a auto, such a long distance. One is going from east to west to teach, or another one reach a house is in the west and coming to teach in the east. No. So I calculate a list before they begin the internship. I tell them, please tell me where exactly your home is situated. And these are the nearest schools which we can easily access where your internship. Prepare a list like that. So it is either a walking distance or it is maximum 2 kilometers, not 12 kilometers or 15 kilometers where we have to carry go by auto, come back auto and the expenses. Therefore that remuneration whatever it is, that is taken care because of this homework I'll do with all my teachers. So they are mixing up. And some of the students are teachers are coming from try to send them to where the same school they have been teaching. They have been teaching some school. They have seen their outside. So there is no problem. They go for internship in their own school as far as possible. But some day we want a different experience. We send them not the same school we are teaching. After the year, we will go back to our same school, but we want a different experience. Maybe in a government school, maybe in a different school. So we would like to go another place. So even if it is far away, I have got a scooter, I have got a bike, I have got a vehicle, I manage the expenses. So when they come with a genuine interest, passion for having a different experience in a far away place, then we will accommodate. We send them back to their own school where they have been teaching and their crushes. I send out where their house and we send the schools nearby. And the rest of the students who are from outside Meghalaya Cheta, they are all staying with me here. They are 2 hostels, and girls hostels. The students from Assam or Meghalaya or other states, between the arts, students from all over, from Himachal Pradesh, from Java, from Karnataka, from Tamil Nadu. Now we are restricting because only to students from Meghalaya and Assam we are taking. And therefore, all the students are, we are taking to hostel for both boys and girls. The students are all with us. Therefore, from the hostel, it is we alert to the nearest school. We have a number of schools here. So this internship period expense is not a burden because the way we are arranging.
Okay. So,
tribals by nature, they are very social. and for the month of so at this weekend every Saturday or something under the class, they have this issue, they have good time, so we are happy. So our students, trainees actually never think about it. I mean the innovation. First time only becoming small now the innovation. Since we brought out this point. There are not in the government is faculty only 4 BEd colleges full state. Government is attending the digital degree. If it's working in the training for many 15 years, 20 years, 22 years, they are coming to do here. And then I was in a private college, so we only 10 persons. We got 100 students, we do only 10 to deputy to be sent by government. 90% to us means we take it from our own management quota, then our education. But when it comes to a government college, which is nearby, out of 50 students, around 30 or 40, 35 are for only deputy business coming from a government side. So they are only trained by government during their BA period also. During their BA training period also, they are getting salary, full salary for the government because they are government teaching. So the personal remuneration that's not designed for those kind of government. Government already operates and in service which is what is coming to do here. Only our first student, as I said, we will accommodate.